Hey, let's go down to Fresno, and we're going to bring in someone who, a name that we talk about all the time. He's from Northern California, and you see all these young people coming up from the Fresno Grizzlies, and he's a catcher, and who knows what's in his future, but it probably is very bright, and that is Andrew Susak. Andrew, nice to have you with us.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good, man, good. Just hanging out here in Fresno, getting ready for the game.
What does one do down in Fresno to when you got to get your head right? Do you find a cool indoor or some shade outdoors? What do you do to get your head right for a game, Andrew?
We like watching some movies. We've been watching movies lately in the clubhouse, and it's been some good mojo. So we've been picking a new movie every day and kind of coming in and watching that before we head out to the field.
Really? What? Now, what did you watch today?
Today we had, I think, Iron Man 3.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's a good one. Robert Downey Jr., the whole deal. Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how you doing down there? I saw you in the fall league over, you know, we talk all the time down there, and a little bit of a slow start for you, but, man, what a finish you had in the fall league, and you're having a nice season down at Fresno now, hitting .275, .383 on base, .450 slugging, and you're throwing out 42% of the runners who try to go on you. Pretty nice season for you, Andrew. How are you feeling down there?
Yeah, I'm putting it together pretty well. You know, I think I'm becoming the ball player I want to become, and you know, it's been a kind of a rough time for me here with a concussion injury, and then the hamstring, which took about a week to recover from, and just starting to get back in the groove again. You know, I had a couple rough weeks at the plate, but starting to swing it good again. So I'm pretty excited.
How'd you get a concussion? We've seen that so many times up here, and I think about you because at some point they're going to need another catcher, and I think you're the next guy up. How did you get a concussion?
You know what, man? I had a string of foul balls off the mask behind the plate, and sure enough, I think this was the third one, and it kind of knocked me loose and kind of lost consciousness, and that's how I knew something was wrong, and, you know, headache later, and I'm out of the game. So.
Wow.
How long does it take for those concussion symptoms to kind of dissipate, or do they stick with you for a couple of days, Andrew?
It kind of varied on how I was feeling. I had to do the impact test, which was kind of a struggle. I don't know if you guys know what the impact test is, but it's something that I think Major League Baseball implicated for all players to do. And it took me a couple tries to get through that one. So I think it took me 13 days total to get over the concussion.
Wow. 24 years old out of Oregon State. The College World Series just ended. Giants have a number one pick coming out of Vanderbilt. You're a veteran of that World Series. How did you enjoy watching it? What do you think of the first round pick?
I think he's got a live arm. He reminds me a lot of Crick. You know, he's got good off speed. He's going to come at you with 94, 95. It was pretty fun to watch. You know, it's pretty cool for the Giants' future.
Boy, very nice. Well, Caleb Connolly is with us today. You know, he's the brother of Liam Connolly of the Giants Media Relations Department. He's a high school teammate of yours and arranged to have you on today. Caleb, I'm going to let you ask Andrew one of the tough questions that you have come up with today. Go ahead.
Why are you striking out so much, man? What's up, Seuss? How you doing,
man?
Bud?
Hanging out, brother.
We're a little far away from Sacramento, huh?
Yep, that's it.
Caleb, what kind of dirt you got on Andrew Susak, man? Was he a clown in the dugout in the clubhouse, or was he straight-laced like Buster Posey?
I'm going to say straight-laced on the air.
Okay. All right.
Very good.
On the air.
Hey, what's the biggest challenge for you as you go up each level? And, you know, you start at San Jose, you go to Richmond, now you're at Fresno, and hopefully the next level for you will be up here. Well, what's the biggest challenge you have on each jump you make?
I think just the pace of play, man. It goes up every year. Dealing with your staff, I talk about it a lot. You got a lot of new guys, a lot of new personalities, guys coming in and out. So just really handling the staff and getting on the same page with guys. As far as hitting, just taking every at-bat for what it is, you know, one pitch at a time, one at-bat at a time. Guys tend to give away at-bats. You know, the one-for-fours and the one-for-threes really help you out a lot, and that's one thing I've improved a lot since San Jose.
Well, you know, I watched Joe Panik up here, and, you know, your former teammate, Joe, a couple of hits his first game, and now he's getting the baptism, so to speak, of Major League pitching. And Duvall, his first game, he gets under one and just lofts it into left field, and then all of a sudden, yesterday, faced one of the great pitchers in the league in Johnny Cueto. This jump up here is something else. It is different. You've done a lot of spring training games. You've seen Major League pitching. What's the difference in the pitching you see up here and what you see down in Fresno?
You know, I talked to Panik the other day on the phone, and one thing he said is that the pitchers up there don't miss. They don't miss their locations. They don't give you a whole lot of cookies to hit over the plate. And, you know, he said that's the biggest difference. And I'd have to agree with him just from spring training, you know. I mean, the guys obviously aren't as polished coming into spring training just because it's early on. But, you know, towards the middle of the season, I'm sure, you know, like I said, the amount of cookies you see over the plate are limited. And, you know, what you do with them is really what it comes down to.
No, great answer. That's a great answer. Go ahead,
Andrew Susak, KNBR, here with Marty and Patrick Connor. Hey, Andrew, Matt Cain and Buster Posey or Hector Sanchez, they haven't filled out the lineup cards for tonight's game here at AT&T that I'm aware of. But they're looking at a guy for the Reds, Billy Hamilton, that puts a lot of pressure on catchers. I don't know if you faced a guy like Billy Hamilton, but can you describe for the listeners what having a whippet or a greyhound on the base paths does to a catcher and a battery, a pitching and catching battery?
I had my fair share of Billy Hamilton in the Cal League when he was playing for the Bakersfield Blaze, man. I mean, that guy's got unbelievable speed. And I remember a couple times he stole on pitchouts, and we didn't even have a throw. But it was funny. I was watching the game yesterday, and I think there was a pop-up to second base, and Joe ended up throwing him out at home. He tried tagging up, and I remember we lost the game in the ninth inning, and he did the same thing. So I think that kind of rang a bell with Joe, and he knew that he was capable of tagging up from second.
Yeah, Joe told me that yesterday.
Crazy.
He did it in Bakersfield. But, Andrew, you got Hamilton a couple of times, didn't you? I thought I remember that.
Yeah, we had a little running joke every time we played him. I think I shot him down quite a bit, but yeah. He's got his fair share of stolen bases on me.
Yeah, boy, but very exciting player.
Sure.
It's the speed. Hey, Andrew Susak with us. Nice to take some time. It's a pleasure to talk. They always enjoy seeing you down in spring training. You catch a staff that many could be up here. Give us a couple of names that have looked sort of stood out to you this year that we may see.
You know what, man? I'd have to first start off with Mike Kickham. He's had two great starts in a row. The guy's he's a special pitcher, man. When he gets ahead and you know, he's a very tough guy to get a hit off of and grind that bat against. The only thing with him is, man, he's got to get ahead and, you know, let his pitches play out because it really is something special. Jason Birkin and Chris Heston are also two other starters that are really have really impressed me with their tempo and command of four pitches. They've really been putting it together.
How about Heath Hembree? How's he looked?
Hembree looks great. He's out of the pen. He's very reliable. He throws strikes. He's getting his velocity back up there. I think he was 94, 95 last outing.
Good.
With a sharp slider. But, yeah, like I said, he's very reliable. And, you know when Hembree's going to come in the game, it's probably going to be a done deal.
Boy, you know, you got a couple of good coaches down. You got the manager, Bob Mariano, and Andy Skiles. I miss them. Those are two good guys to be with, aren't they?
Great guys. I really like the way Bobby runs this lineup and, you know, this organization down here. And Skillsy is great with the hitters, and he keeps things simple and lax, and you know, make sure he gives us his small advice, but mainly not doing too much.
All right, hey, it's a pleasure to have you on, Caleb. You got something else to say to your buddy here?
No, he's doing good. Keep swinging it.
All right, hey, it's nice to have you on as always. I say, you never know what's going to happen up here, especially with the catcher situation. Let me ask: do you use the hockey mask or a regular mask?
Good question, Marty.
I switched to the hockey mask. I ended up getting the concussion with the two-piece mask, and I switched to the hockey mask.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced which one is better, to tell you the truth. But we hope to see you up here at some point, and certainly congratulations on a nice season so far.
Definitely.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, Andrew. That is Andrew Susak right here.
Mature
nice,
guy.
Huh? Very
right.
Good.
Yeah, give it up for Andrew Susak. Marty.